Hey everyone, my name is Alex and welcome to my podcast channel, Digital Marketing Tips and Tricks. Here you're gonna find the best tips and tricks to evolve your business to the next level. So stay tuned everybody. Hey guys, and welcome to the new episode of this week that is going to be related to SEO and the updates referring to the COVID-19. So what's going to change in your strategy for COVID-19 and how you will outperform your competitors on the market. So the first update is that you cannot stop your SEO budgets and your SEO optimization and SEO strategy because of this situation. You need to be flexible. As I spoke in the last episode, you need to be flexible with your marketing strategy. In this case, the SEO optimization never stops. People are continuing to do that, either if they enter in recession, or if there is a virus, or if there's any problem of that kind. So what you need to do is being flexible with your business in order to not lose all the work that you have been doing it in the past couple of years, right? So if anything happens, you need to understand that the digital and the online presence never stops. You can see that the internet never stops. People never stop producing content, never stop writing blog articles. And right now, you can see that the majority of people are producing content that are related to COVID-19 or coronavirus. That's one of my second updates and tips, is that don't do that. If your niche is not related to this, don't do tons of articles or videos only related to this. Why? Because in the future, when Google will rank your website, and for sure Googlebot will find out this, they're going to evaluate your digital presence, your website, as a website that is referred to COVID-19. So all the pages that we have indexed related to that, you will rank for a keyword that for sure will vanish in amount of months or years. Let's be optimistic on this point, but that's not the purpose. That's the main topic, is don't rank only for COVID-19 because you want to rank higher than your competitors, okay? This is the second update. It's really essential that you understand this, okay? So summing up, don't rank only blog articles. If you're going to create blog articles, and I think you should do it in a weekly or daily basis, don't do it only for COVID-19 keywords or viruses keywords, because this could damage your authority later, okay? Continue doing for the concept of your business and continue producing content for that. Another update that you need to start creating is video optimization with schema markup. If you want to be up to date on what people are doing right now, what people are searching right now in terms of organic, create video. Why? Because now people are at home. They are at home. They are just searching for stuff. They are being occupied by just consuming content and content and content. So, as they are consuming a lot of content, they could have time to read blog articles, but they could also have more time to see videos. So if you produce a video, and if you produce a video that have all the content, and then you split all of that content into a blog article just to rank you higher or organically, and to produce other types of difference of content for social media, and splitting in 3-4 posts on your Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, or do an Instagram live with questions and answers related to that video, you produce tons of content from only one specific media. And with this said, if you want, start doing video optimization, start creating videos, and then optimize that video for SEO. And you will have higher authority. You will have links from that video, and people are starting sharing that video, and you start building authority. And one of my last updates is try to create a life cycle optimization strategy for your website, for your personal brand, for your social media. If you start creating a scheduling content, a content calendar, and you start creating also a life cycle optimization for the SEO strategy of your website or the other blog that you currently have and you're backlinking at your website. With that said, you can start updating your website with the right keywords, with the right indexing of each page, with the right articles. Start creating a lifecycle optimization, because as you can see, when you have everything set up and Google comes with more updates, remember this, Google last year made more than 200 updates to its algorithm, to their algorithm, you understand? And with this said, you need to start getting your sources updated. So stay up to date, use the tools that I currently have on my website. I have a tab there with tools that you have two or three of them that are for SEO. If you have any doubts, you could ask me for more tools related to each task that you need on this lifecycle optimization. And of course, I'm glad to help you and support you. So this was the episode of this week. If you have any more doubts, just ask on Instagram, Facebook, send me a private message, and yeah, stay up to date with your SEO strategy. And if you need anything else or support on digital, just send an email or contact me directly, okay? Thank you guys, and see you next week. Thank you so much for listening to my podcast. Subscribe it, share it, and follow my social media channels. Stay tuned for more news and tips about the digital marketing world.